Welcome to the ICANN podcast, the podcast of the Indiana Catholic Conference. The Indiana Catholic Conference is the official public policy voice of the Catholic bishops of Indiana.
Welcome back to the ICANN podcast. This is Alexander. I am the associate director of the Indiana Catholic Conference, and it's another year, 2024, and that means the start of another legislative session in Indianapolis. The ICANN podcast is the podcast that the Indiana Catholic Conference sends to all of the members of the Indiana Catholic Action Network, which is just our communication network of faithful Catholics and all people of goodwill who want to tune into what's going on down at the State House and have communication from us, the staff of the Indiana Catholic Conference, in collaboration with our five bishops in the state of Indiana and our board of directors to develop positions on public policy in light of the church's social doctrine. And these are timeless principles that we're given, that the church gives to us, and we have an opportunity to discern and reflect on how they apply not just to our individual lives, not just how they apply to our relationships, but also how they apply to specific policies that are being debated that affect the common good and the dignity of the human person. So this is just some of the background about what the Catholic Conference is doing for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time or have not been exposed to our work in the past. But to everybody who has been listening before, welcome back, and to all who are new, welcome. And so I'm here by myself today, and Angela will join us for future episodes. But today what we're going to do is, what I'm going to do is just go over some of the expectations we have for the 2024 session, some of the policy areas we think we are going to see. This as a primer for what we're expecting later on this year. And when I say later on this year, it's not going to be too much later on, because this year we're in what we call a short session. It ends in mid-March, if not sooner. That's their final time frame that they can end. And so what many legislators are saying, and they've said this since before the start of session, and what leadership from both the House and the Senate has said, is that this is going to be as short and with as little controversy as possible. And so we'll see if that actually works out the way that they are hoping for. But in listening to each of the caucuses, you've got your Senate and House Republicans and your Senate and House Democrats, each put out their legislative agendas at the beginning of session. And some of the major themes that we've seen amongst those, and also the governor puts out a legislative agenda before each session, some of the biggest topics are education, the science of reading, and third grade reading levels, and the number of students in Indiana who have either not passed third grade iRead exams, or are maybe somewhere beyond that and is still beyond third grade and don't have the reading competency that they need. So that's going to be a big issue of debate policy. Other things are child care, improvements in child care. I think a number of legislators have seen that there is a big gap in the number of workers that certain industries need, and they are starting to see that child care access is something that would potentially help improve the number of workers that are available in Indiana. And so we'll see how those pieces of legislation shake out as well. One of the things that the Indiana Catholic Conference will be quite interested in seeing move along is bills that would protect kids online. So this both has to do with kids being able to access online pornography, but then also access to social media and parental approval for social media. And so we're kind of watching those bills as well. Just a few other areas are relating to driving cards for Indiana residents who cannot prove lawful status. This is something that we've advocated for in the past, and we'll have more episodes on that in the future. Disaster relief funding. And this is something we're working on with our Catholic Charities agencies. Another thing would be landlords and tenants, and the relationship between landlords and tenants and affordable housing, and how the legal rights that tenants have, especially if their dwelling is uninhabitable. And these are some things that we've talked about in the past, if you've heard our podcast episodes or followed our updates. I'll end this section by saying that there are always bad bills that we oppose, and some of those will die quietly, and others make their way along the process, and we have to be more active in our opposition. And so some of those bills that we've seen this year would be physician-assisted suicide, and another one like legalization of medical or recreational marijuana are just two examples of those bills that we think most likely aren't going to get any major traction this year, but ones that we're always watching as they're filed. And to kind of wrap up this podcast, we're not going to go super long today. There are nearly 1,000 bills that are filed in the session, and so there's a lot of review that we have to do, and a lot of discernment in trying to prioritize what is most important for the church to speak on and to be active on in a given session. And so we would ask for your prayers as we discern those things. We ask for your feedback. If you want to send us an email saying, hey, you're doing a good job, or hey, have you seen this bill? Does the Indiana Catholic Conference plan on being active on that in opposition or in support of? And so we finally would invite you to always be willing to open your conscience to formation and really asking our Lord, Lord, how do you want us to see the world? And how do we respond to the church's teaching in order to form our consciences so that we see all things ordered in the way Christ wants them to be ordered? And that includes our state politics. And so that, again, is our invitation for you. And this session, 2024 session of the Indiana General Assembly, we, the staff of the Indiana Catholic Conference, invite you to participate, to reach out to your legislators, and to let them know that it's not just Angela and Alexander down at the State House who are advocating on behalf of the Catholic community and with the foundation of the church's moral teaching, but rather that it is an entire community, the entire Catholic Action Network, who are reviewing and responding to the bills that have great moral consequence. And I think that's all I have for you today. Please stay tuned as the session moves on, as the bills begin to crystallize, as we see what's really going to move, what's not going to move. And we'll have many invitations for you to help us. And we'll continue to have these podcasts weekly, our updates. If you sign up for them on our website, you can go to indianacc.org and you go to our Action Center and you can sign up for updates there, or you just go to indianacc.org/register. indianacc.org/register. God bless everybody, and we'll see you next week.